Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, May the 20th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're glad that Bob is back in the studio now, and we're ready to go with tonight's call, all refreshed and ready, and I hope you guys are ready, too. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a wonderful teaching, I know, that she's found for us to bring us tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for everything that's happening in our lives to prepare us for this incredible blessing. Thank you for the call and the format that we have, the platform that we have to share the information out there all over the globe. Thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out. And thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a great time. Bob and I love this teaching time that you have for us, and we're looking forward to seeing what you'll bring to us tonight.
I just want to say, you know why we love this so much? Is because it's kind of done in a contemplative way. And when you add contemplative rhythm and pacing, it just allows you to create more meaning in your life. So everybody enjoy, and I think you might enjoy this one. Get rid of those old wineskins. Centuries ago, wine was stored in leather wineskins rather than bottles. Animal skins were dried and cured until the leather could be shaped into containers to hold the wine. When the wineskins were new, they were soft and pliable, but as they aged, they often lost their elasticity. They wouldn't give anymore. They would become hardened and set, and they couldn't expand. If a person poured new wine into an old wineskin, the container would burst, and the wine would be lost. Interestingly, when Jesus wanted to encourage his followers to enlarge their visions, he reminded them, you can't put new wine into old wineskins. Jesus was saying that you cannot have a larger life with restricted attitudes. That lesson is still relevant today. We're set in our ways, bound by our perspectives, and stuck in our thinking. God is trying to do some things new, but unless we're willing to change, unless we're willing to expand and enlarge our vision, and I'm going to say worldview here, we'll miss his opportunities for us. The fact that you're reading this, however, says that you're ready to go to a higher level. You want to reach your full potential. The good news is God wants to show you his incredible favor. He wants to fill your life with new wine. But are you willing to get rid of your old wineskins? Will you start thinking bigger? Will you enlarge your vision and get rid of those old negative mindsets that hold you back? One fellow whose marriage was on the verge of dissolution told me, I've been this way for a long time. Nothing good ever happens to me. I don't see how my marriage could be restored. We've always had these problems. That kind of thinking will keep you from receiving the good things God wants to pour out in your life, I told him. Those wrong attitudes will block the flow. You must stop dwelling on negative, destructive thoughts. Sue's going to put repetitive thoughts. They keep you in a rut. Your life is not going to change until you first change your thinking. When we came out of this old way of being, in moving into being a great man of faith, we understood that to be filled with joy, we were going to have to move into so much more that God had in store. Start making room for what God has in store. Conceive it on the inside. Start seeing yourself rising to a new level, doing something of significance, living in that home of your dreams. If you want to see God's far and beyond favor, then you must replace those old wineskins. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was really, really a good one. We hadn't really touched on that in such detail before. And I really enjoyed the concept of making room, making space for what God is going to do in our lives. You know, it's like in the prayer of Jabez when, you know, the tent pegs had to be moved out to expand the tent, you know, to expand your territory, as it were. And our territories are about to be expanded, you know, in our minds, in terms of our living situation, in terms of what we're going to do to expand our humanitarian aspect of our lives into people's lives that we don't even know now. Imagine impacting hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people whose lives you don't even know about right now. And yet God is putting us in a position to get new wineskins to pour in this new wine. The new wine being the wine is the Holy Spirit in our lives too. And that's another type of the wine. So we'll be able to sow in to people's lives as we allow the Holy Spirit to not only fill our bodies, fill our spirits, but pour through us, out of us, the new wine all the way out to people that we don't even know. But God will prepare the way for us. If he prepares the way for us, then all we have to do is follow his lead and go into those areas and help the people based on how we find them. And we will. We'll find them. They'll know what we're doing. They'll know what we're trying to do. And we'll find a way to make a difference in people's lives all over the world, not just here, not just in the Caribbean or in the Bahamas or the Dominican Republic or Haiti, but other countries as well. I think we'll probably expand out and take our tent pegs and plant them further and further and further out as we expand our lives and our ministry and our humanitarian efforts around the world. So that's what I got from it, Sue. That's what spoke to me. Bob, we've missed you the last two teachings. I'm looking forward to what you have to say about this one tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce, and thanks, Sue. It was another one of those times where you get to sit and really be challenged to say, all right, am I kind of in low gear, plodding along, or is it time to expand? And, you know, while I was at the conference this past week, each morning before the conference started, there was a small group of people that had Bible study in the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And we got to hear the story of this friend of ours who has I met almost 10 years ago, and he was the gentleman that came down to the orphanage with us with his girlfriend. And while we were there, he decided in the church that was built by another member of the Board of Advisors, the church was on the property of the orphanage, that Justin decided he was going to propose marriage to his girlfriend up on the stage where they were playing the music.
Uh-huh.
And she said yes, and later, the following year, they came back down themselves, just the two of them, and got married in that church with children as their witnesses.
Oh, that's so cool.
And And they now have two children of their own.
And wow.
That are like 4 years old and 2 years old. And they just got back from a trip to the Holy Land. And Justin went there and took pictures of all these different places in the Holy Land so he could compare his own photographs to the teachings in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And he also told us that this was the time, and a week from Friday, he's going to the closing table to sell his business that he's had for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's 43 years old, and he'll be retired. He's selling mm-hmm. his business for enough money to retire 10 families. And
wow.
He's going to become a full-time minister.
That's
and
great.
He was there at the teachings telling us the stories of his recent travels and everything he learned about life and how excited he is to move on to the next phase of his life. That was the whole thing. What's he going to do now to expand now that he's done his thing with business and money, and now he's going to make way in his schedule and in his life for being a minister. And he was inspired in a way by one of the other men who was there, Jeff, who had already been through that same thing about 5 years earlier, where, I mean, Jeff was literally the wealthiest man in the state of Utah. And his home was used by Hollywood for film sets. And he's built some of the most beautiful five-star resorts around the world that have won all kinds of awards. And he has 12 children. And one day he was driving back from an event with his wife and said to her, you know, I think it's time now to just give all this stuff away and move up to service, you know, full-time service to God. And he did.
Wow,
and she was nodding her head and saying, yeah, okay. And so he got up the next morning and sold his house while his wife was still in bed. And when she got up, he was like, yeah, it's all done. She's like, what? He said, yeah, I sold the house. He's like, what are you talking about? He goes, you agreed yesterday when we were talking. She was so shocked. And by the end of the day, he'd sold his penthouse in Manhattan and a couple of his hotels. And the home down by the lake and all that kind of thing. And he sent out an email after he sold the house in the morning, sent out an email to all his children and said, if anybody wants any of this stuff, let me know, because at noon I'm starting to sell it off. So he was telling about, you know, what had inspired him, and it was prison ministry. He had been visiting maximum security prison, and he was traveling to do it. He was traveling to Oregon, to a prison, and he was part of a team that was teaching the prisoners to be entrepreneurs when they got out. And so that became one of his ministries, and we got to listen to some of his stories and how God had spoken to him, inspired him, gave him courage and energy, you know, in order to do what he did. And so that was Bible study, you know, in the morning was with people like that.
Oh, that's incredible.
And, you know, it's just reminding me of, you know, the gifts that we all have. Every one of us have these magnificent gifts that we are and that are inside of us, and our time and our ability to, you know, unwrap these gifts for the rest of the world is really just beginning right now, you know. And then what's happening in the world, all these life events, this moment that are right in front of all of us, it creates this context so we can, you know, experience the true wonder of who we really are. And, you know, it allows us to express ourselves, you know, to this, like, full richness of how wonderful and special we are as children of God. And as the times, you know, come and the challenges increase, you know, this is the time that it was made for us to up-level our game and to give. And it's a chance to experience the immenseness of yourself. It's time to experience the big you in a way that was never really possible before. And and even, you know, right this moment, in every moment of every day, now that we're in these times, every moment becomes a chance to show ourselves in a way that really is not showing ourselves, but showing God shining through us.
Right, yes. Wow, Bob, that's really good, showing who God is through us. That's it. That's right. That's so good. Man, it sounds like that this past week's conference really was meaningful in a lot of different ways, starting with these Bible studies in the morning. That's really cool. Did Justin, what is Justin's wife's name, Bob?
Her name is Casey.
Casey. Okay, Justin. Casey. Does Justin have more plans for the Dominican Republic that you know of?
No, it's not that we talked about. No, he hasn't sorted that out yet. He's just going to get this closing behind him next Friday and then decide exactly what he's going to do.
Very cool. Very good. That's great. Love that. Love those stories. Sue, talk about new wine in new wineskins. Wow. That's tremendous. I'm really impressed with that, Bob. Both of those stories. Sue, how did this story affect you, and how do you see yourself expanding in the future?
Oh, wow, this is a rich discussion. A lot to integrate. What I loved about what Bob was saying is that I feel very blessed to be around a lot of different people that are in this event. And I really resonated. I made the same decision a long time ago when I walked away from, you know, what the world said was like the ultimate lifestyle, the this, the that. And I wanted to do something that made a difference. I mean, really, really made a difference in people's lives. And when Bob was talking about these men that were listening inside to what is their priority and their value, for me, the old wineskin is to get out of noisy environments, people that haven't prioritized. To me, it's going to be about meaning making and well-being. So there's this author out there, and he talks about, I just got hit with this today. There are going to be kind of two different paths. And he's talking about 10Xing and scaling your business, and he's got a lot of kids. And I just thought to myself, that never appealed to me. I've seen people go into hyper growth. I'm all about 10X, but 10X around wonder, 10X around quality, 10X around wholeness in your lifestyle. And so for me, the listening to Bob and those stories, listening to what was moving through those men, that's a very, very powerful U-turn. And I think a lot of people, and it's going to be in my segment, they're going to be walking this, not material versus spiritual, but this integration of what creates, this is, I've coined this word, synaptic spaciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Synaptic spaciousness. What gives you a sense of space, meaning, clarity, and well-being? To me, that's luxury. The real luxury is going to be doing things that warm your heart, don't necessarily burn you out, that keep you so that you're in this beautiful, flowing, that's my new wineskin. It's, and the wineskin that I really stand for is this new integration of what it's going to be like to create, like listening to the story of the guy that created all these beautiful places. So he's obviously into creation, aesthetics, beauty, abundance. But then he flipped it, Bob, and he brought it inside. And I think we're going to see a lot of redesign from things to the quality of our experience. To me, the new wineskin is going to be about the quality of your experience as you're doing these things, so it allows you to have that spacious, I created a tag for my organization, creating in the momentum of wonder.
Mm.
Creating in the momentum of wonder. So it's not about 10xing, check, high productivity, material objects. It's not. Yeah, we're going to be.
Sounds
we're going to
noisy.
Have people like. It sounds noisy,
yeah.
And that can be there. That can be there, but let it be in this space that creates.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me talk. Regenerative well-being, things that actually nourish, give back to the people. Don't extract from them material objects without connection. And a lot of people without connection can be very, that's an entropy. That'll be draining. So there are going to be a lot of people, which is why we do 206 courses. You know, you got to rethink some of this stuff. And to hear that Bob was in a place where people were deepening, reflecting and becoming aware of going to a new level and up-leveling what had meaning in a lighter, less dense way was really inspiring. So thank you, Bob.
I think so too, Sue. Very good, Sue. Yes, thank you, Bob. I love those stories, and I'm wondering how old of a gentleman Jeff is, and that's two great stories about men that just said, hey, I've made the money. Let's sell the stuff and start taking a focus in a new direction of ministry and helping other people and being a humanitarian and all that. And we're in the same position of almost being able to do the same thing. And it's not going to be about assembling masses of homes and resorts and golf courses and everything else, but you know, with owning things, we have to be careful that they don't own us. Possessions can possess you. And I want everybody to hear that and realize, yeah, it's nice to have a beautiful home and a one or two nice cars, but you really need this and the other and this. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't. But, you know, it's just, we're just going to have to see how everybody handles it. Everybody has to handle it in their own way. It's going to be good, though. It's going to be real interesting. Thank you, Sue, for that teaching. And, Bob, your commentary is great, as always. Sue, I love what you had to say. So let's see if we can transition over to prayer requests and any praise reports that you might find. And while
we
you're
have
looking,
a Lou, no, we got to get going or else our call is going to be,
be long. Well,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to say for 1 second that I lost a very good friend of mine, even though he was somebody I never met. He's been a phone friend for about 11 years or so, and it's the fella Gary that we were praying for that had that third stroke that took him out last Saturday. And I'm very sad about it, and I just feel like, you know, he had a lot more to live for, and unfortunately he didn't get to. So that's the case. I just wanted to say thanks, everybody, for helping me to pray for Gary. It just didn't work out for him this time. Okay, Sue, so what do we have as far as prayer requests or anything that we need to talk about?
This is from David. Okay, so this is long. We've got a lot here. So we're going to pray for David, his friends and family who have cancer and heart issue, his wife's best friend, Lisa, breast cancer, Lisa's daughter in Illinois, lump on the breast, neighbor. What we're going to do is we're not going to go into all their names, David, because we can see that there are like 6 to 8 people and the families associated. So let's everybody get their hand on their heart and feel the love that Christ has for you. And imagine that Christ and all his angels, that everyone on the big call, are praying for David and his family. And we're going to send the light of Christ, the light of our prayers and healing angels, to be with David and his friends and family. And we're going to ask that they literally surround them like a troop of 24/7 healing, light, awareness, new solutions, removing the fear and the worry, and that Christ is standing with each of them, dissolving, healing, bringing new thoughts, new conditions, new healing, the med beds, everything, in this beautiful light of radiant blessing and release from disease. And so we see this, all these members just covered in light, their homes in light, their pets in light, everything, as a result of listening to this prayer and the millions of people that are praying for you. In Jesus' name, we see that everyone on your prayer list, David, has been lifted into new healing capability, and we seal it in Jesus' love and say amen.
Amen.
Let's see. Okay. Hold on. Well, I can't tell if I'm going forward or backwards here. Hold on a sec. I know. Okay, here we go. Prayer for tornado victims and homes destroyed. This is for Hello Big Call Universe. I'd like to ask for prayer for all those who've been affected by tornadoes and the recent severe weather. There have been several states that could use our help with Rebuild America projects. The lower income St. Louis area was particularly got hard hit. God is our God who sees, and this is from Pastor Jerry McLean.
Okay.
So let's do that. Let's pray for Pastor Jerry. You want to take that one, Bruce?
I'd love to, Sue. Thank you, hon. Yep.
Okay.
Pastor Jerry, thank you for that request. Yeah, I've been watching the track of some of these tornadic activities in Arkansas, Tennessee, and some other states that were just under siege. So we will address this with Rebuild America. First, the areas that were hardest hit with tornadic activity and severe storm activity, like the St. Louis area of Missouri, because Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee. They were all in the line of fire. So thank you, Jerry, for that, Pastor. Lord God, we just ask that these people would receive comfort, that these people would realize the peace of God that passes all understanding is theirs to receive. And even though they may not even have homes now, Lord God, help them to get the immediate help they need, the food, the lodging, the clothing, everything that they need right now, those immediate needs, as we assess the situation and help them to rebuild their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
That's beautiful, Bruce. And now we go to Anne. And Anne is saying that her house is in foreclosure. She became a disabled, self-employed person who is trying to receive Social Security disability income. And so, Anne, we know so many people that have been through what you've been through, and there's always an idea that God can drop in your mind. There's always something that you can do. There's something that's surrounding you, as well as listen to Bruce's intel. But the agency of God, the ability to come up with a new idea, to come up with a way, to come up with some new solution that'll be a miracle, that will help you to move this situation into you creating income. Something happens, somebody showing up. Expect the miraculous, and let us please know that everyone on the call is praying and that you're receiving the momentum to see it, to experience it, to know it, arriving in your space in the next 24 hours. Look for it, expect it, and expect to see something miraculous happening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Got that one. Sorry. This is from my, is this from, nope. This is for a prayer for a lady with severe myofascial RAD. What is that, Bob? What is RAD? Bob there? I don't know. Guess not.
Myofascial RAD.
RAD, yeah. I don't know what RAD is, but it doesn't matter. We don't need to know what it is. We just know it's myofascial RAD. So let's everyone, again, take a deep breath in and imagine that we're praying. This is coming from Barbara. I assume it's for a friend of hers or a lady that is suffering from this condition. And we see Barbara being a conduit for Christ's light, and this person being literally surrounded by the healing light of Christ, being accelerated into maybe a med bed through Barbara's awareness of the med bed, and that everything, the whole timeline that she's on, is being accelerated. So she is actually, we're witnessing her seeing this myofascial RAD dissolve. We're seeing it dissolve. And we're seeing and experiencing the relief that her friend is experiencing as she realizes millions of people on the big call and Christ and his ministering angels were surrounding both of them to hold the place where they create with Christ and feel and experience relief, healing through this prayer and through the med bed. In Jesus' name, we say, thank you. It is done. And amen. Okay. And we have one more. So not so bad. This is from a friend of the pod about Kenny Soto Jr. He's still unconscious and in the hospital, but he's breathing on his own since her last post. He's breathing room air, not oxygen. God bless all of you for taking the time to pray. Jesus said, fear not, only believe. That's what we're standing by, love and gratitude to all. She has a little, which is incredible, Karen, bless you. And she said, with God's help, I'm currently taking care of our 6 grandchildren at this time. Ages 1 to 10, every evening. They all live with us. I'd like to give a shout out to all who have and continue to work so hard to make Big Call Universe such a success. Amazing and incredible. It is much appreciated. Love and blessings to all the Big Call listeners, Karen Soto, Karen, and family. And I believe that is it. Oh, excuse me, Jeannie, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift. And I think I have a Pastor Scott, too, so I'm just doing you a little bit out of order,
okay.
Pastor Scott.
All right, cool.
Heavenly Father, it's just the mailbox is crazy. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of a brand new day. I'm grateful for the love and prayers of the Big Call leaders and listeners for my sister and me. After a month at the hospital, she's finally home. Let this go over everybody's prayers. Recuperating and getting therapy. Thanks be to God for answered prayers, for the precious gift of life, and the chance to share it with everyone we cherish. A powerful Bible verse for healing a broken heart is Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Emphasizes God's compassionate nature and his ability to mend emotional wounds. Bible verse, Luke 1:37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. God's power and ability to fulfill his promises are unlimited. Hope everyone has a very healthy, happy, safe, and blessed week. Jeannie, that was so perfect for tonight, Jeannie. And now all I have to do is find Scott.
Pastor Scott, thank you, Jeannie, for yours.
Oops, I think I typed in the wrong. Hold on.
Okay.
3 hours ago, or maybe 8 hours ago. I love the fact that we can share our faith openly in most places in the world. Years ago, I was in Cairo as missionary. I was detained by Islamic police for giving a Christian book written by Max Lucado to someone I probably shouldn't have. I'm sure there might be some on this call who have or are in similar situations. My prayer is that we stand strong in our faith, no matter what. I thought I was going to be locked up, but God's providence took over. Now, that's the short version to that story. Funny. Be blessed, Big Call Universe. Love you all, Pastor Scott. That was very creative. Pastor Scott.
Very good, Pastor Scott.
Yeah,
we're called to stand firm. We're called to be still and know that he is God. Stand firm in those situations. And, that took all of God's grace to keep you from going into jail for that. Yes.
Right.
Anything else, Sue?
That is it, Bruce.
Okay, well,
I just have to look at one quick little thing, and then I'll be ready.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we didn't have any so-called praise reports yet tonight, but we had 6 prayer requests, 6 or 7, and that's fine, too. Sometimes we don't have
praise. We had Karen. We had Karen. We had Jamie.
Oh, that's right, getting them out of the hospital. That's right. Yeah. Those were praise reports, too. Yep, that's right. Karen Soto and with the little one there. Yep, that's right. God, I mean, just think of taking care of 6 grandchildren, ages 1 to 10, every night. That takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot of skill, too, and love and grace. Sue? Thank you for that. Great time. let's see what it is. You're getting ready for a new class to start tomorrow night,
yeah.
Wednesday, uh-huh. Thursday, Friday, 7:25 yep. p.m. Eastern. So tell us yep. about it, and tell us about anything else that you want to bring us up to speed on.
Well, this class is called INDI, which is Intimacy Nutrient Density Index. And it's a model that some scientific peers and I have been working on. It's called a new gateway to deep, thriving relationships. So it works with these different emerging sciences and Christ to, like, how are we going to have nervous systems that are really Christ-like? How are we going to have nervous systems and people that are the future, the foundation for our future building, so that we have people that have what is called high agency? They're able to, you know, get things done. They're coming from a consciousness that orients towards wonder, not threat. And we have non-reactive, really beautiful, contemplative and co-creative project design, and people that are helping their families move into the new. So I'm going to read the first class, and I have an announcement about this class in case you want to join it. But the first class is a 7-step map for the first 2 weeks. When you leave the Redemption Center and you're coming back to your family, you're coming back to your friends, you're coming back to your wife, your grandchildren, your children. And just think about this for a second, and I'm going to read it to you in a moment. And you probably know that you're going to be in a med bed between, you know, probably in the next 2 weeks. So you've just left the Redemption Center, and you're coming back into your family. Maybe I should read the course first, and then I'll read the testimonials next, because we kind of painted out for you. So hold on 1 second. But just think about that for a second. And there's coming home as a new you and being welcomed. Scroll here. You come home from the Redemption Center, and now you're about to walk back into your life. Right after the Redemption Center, what will you do right away? Where will you go? What will it actually look like? Will you pause in silence? Walk barefoot outside? Hold your child's face in your hands? Or make tea for someone who's had no idea how much you've changed? That first moment is sacred. It's where everything starts anew. Have you thought about this? This isn't just about crossing a finish line. It's about stepping into a new atmosphere with your body, with your breath, with your presence, now turned and tuned to peace. And you begin your journey unfolding others in alignment. And it's about your capacity to build trust. This first class is designed to give you the 7 steps to make sure that those people that haven't walked this path with you, and I'll read you the testimonial. So many people feel isolated because, quote unquote, their husbands and wives think they're crazy to be believing in this. Their brothers think they're crazy to be believing in it. Their sisters, they don't want to have anything to do with it. And most people are kind of, I would say 85, so this will help you if you're in this category. I'd say 85 to 90% of the people in this, Bruce and Bob, have family members or people that just can't relate to it. And they're kind of looking at this giant chasm. You know, their family hasn't gone through what they did. They may feel confused. They may not know how to meet you. They may worry they're losing the version of you that they knew. Even if it was something that they like, you've gone off as a pioneer. I love this expression. Holding light when others only saw shadow. Most of us have been holding light when other people just conform to the way, that can't be true. I don't believe you. How can you lead a project? You're just a whatever. You just do this. You just do that. There's a lot of that going on. But we're going to be creating in these 3 days, which is about creating the start of your new relationship. We're going to be creating meaning-making. It's how you translate what's happened inside you into a trusted presence others can feel. So I used to get hired to go into corporate environments and lead a seminar that I wrote and a training for anywhere from 6 months to 2 years or 4 years called Leading in Low Trust Environments. And I did exactly this process that people are going to get exposed to, where people have been burnt out, they have different leaders coming in every 6 months, whatever it is, and people are afraid. Their nerves are frayed, they're in shock, they don't trust anything, their nervous systems are shut down. So I know this process like the back of my hand. This is not me just making up a course that, A, this is backed in the latest neuroscience and relationship science. But what we're going to do in the very first 2 nights, you're going to get strategies and tips literally on how to make people feel soothed. Remember, I came in as an outside consultant. People didn't even know, they didn't know who I was. And I had to take leaders and their followers and create teams that trusted and could work together in really competitive environments where you don't have trust. And it was very, very successful. So I know, and this has only deepened, the skill and the science has only deepened. So think about this. When you think about coming back to the redemption, from the redemption center, do you have any idea how you're going to feel inside yourself and what you're going to do? This is step one, to support yourself and listen inside in case you're in one of those hostile environments. Yeah. We're going to help you literally learn who you are. How do you get that inside? So you're coming from this place of being very, very connected to your Christed truth, centered and safe for your family. But you've got to navigate that first 2 weeks. That's a lot. If you've been holding on to that and they don't believe you, you need some guidance in that. That's not just outside intellectual guidance, but like it's going to get into your nervous system. You've got to be able to walk into a space, learn how to design. We've got in this class, we've got protocols that are based on how you make a... People in that other job I was talking to you about, we were in our 30s, these were geniuses that I worked with, but we would host presidents and CEOs of Fortune 50 companies, but I knew how to get them to relax. I knew how to give them a little bit of food, show them this. There are all these things that you can do to make people feel soothed, regulated, nourished. And that's going to be the basis for really being present and available and helping people move from overstimulated, unsafe, don't trust you, to how you're going to make them feel nourished and that, like, the future's going to be nourishing for them. How are you going to get them to calm down their threat system before you go into the med beds? And then they come back and they're thinking, you know, okay, is this person 28 years old? Are they going to go back to, like, how they were seeking outside validation, or did they use that with the time that they got to be in their later years? They're wiser. They're more discerning. I mean, can I trust them? Or are they going to run off with somebody? I've sat with the people that tell me these things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very, very radically practical, scientific, Christ-based system that's going to help you navigate this big transition. And then the third night is going to be about setting it up so you literally can see yourself. A lot could be changing. A lot of people online are talking about the next 6 months could be very turbulent. So you need to be really, really grounded. The last question that you have to ask yourself. Does my nervous system feel regulated right now? Do I feel safe? Can I operate in safety, in clarity, in momentum? Without my family. Do you know how to do that? Or are you dependent on the reaction, the this, the that? Can you hold the space for your family to be this, to step into the new? And then gradually what we're going to show you how to do is get them coming with you. Because you are holding such a strong Christ-like presence and stability. That's what it's going to take. So if you're interested in the class, I got to read this one quick testimonial. If you're interested in the class, all you have to do is send us an email. And we are almost to capacity, so I can't promise everybody's going to get in. Just say Indy. INDI, and just put the class is 3 nights, and just put I'm in, your telephone number, if you have PayPal or not, and we will get that, we will be getting that out to you probably around 4 o'clock tomorrow night, and this is what this
four
one
afternoon.
Person said.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more completely with Doug. I shared Doug's sentiment about this upcoming class. It's fulfilling my evening prayer request that I've been making for many months. Doug, you absolutely captured the concerns I've struggled with, knowing that not one family member in my family of 12 is awake, and certainly do not believe in redemption centers and currency revaluation for humanitarian projects. Doug's prayer below is awesome. Please, God, prepare us. Lift up Sue and help her guide us to politely, lovingly bring our family and friends to our understanding of our life and our projects. May they discover we are not as daft as they knew us to be. May they desire to learn and love this new paradigm. Come alongside us and love our road and journey as we help others and serve God. We pray for God's guidance, direction, and love for all, and that he will persevere with God's help. Amen. And Catherine says, I couldn't have written a more fitting prayer. Thank you, Doug. Blessings to you and the entire Pod family. And you are well. That's People of Divinity. Let's go. Pat. People of Divinity.
Yep.
So, you like that. Everybody does. We swim, and if you want to join us and swim in divine waters, please come, and you will find a map for actually living through and orchestrating and seeing yourself be this person that your family comes alongside. And that's with a couple... How about triple decades of experience doing this with many different people in many different groups? And
that's right. Is
my segment. And Bruce will talk about medbeds and all that. And
I'll handle that in my segment, too. Thank you. Yes. And realize this course, this Indy course, I-N-D-I, is $150 mm-hmm. for all three nights.
Yep. $50 a night.
It's a great buy, and I think it's going to be a great course. So thank you, Sue. I appreciate that, and I will touch on med beds and the quantum also. Oh, man. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I love that.
Give a shout out. Thank you, Bruce.
Who are you going to give a shout out to?
I want Henry to know, because I've been out, that you're going to help him with trust question.
Oh, I got
mystery.
That. Yeah, I was going to remember.
I know, HP.
I already have that. Yeah.
I know. I'm just telling Henry.
Telling Henry. Yeah. Okay, Henry, I got you. I got you on that. Don't worry, Henry. Cool, Sue. Thank you. Yes, I will remember that. I was thinking about that during.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
You're no longer on location. Remotely, we've got you right here in the studio in St. Petersburg, Florida. But tell us what is on your mind. Tell us what's new. And if we have any testimonials, we'd love to hear them. Anything else that you'd like to bring out to us tonight?
Yeah, sure. Yep, we do have testimonials. You know, I was gone for a week, you know, probably 10 days since I looked at our testimonials, and there's dozens of them.
But
I'm only going to read two tonight. And this testimony I'm going to read has two firsts. And it says this: I give Maya Troll a 5-star rating on faith. Mm-hmm. I was guided to give it to my partner who takes it daily. I cannot speak directly to its benefits specifically because my partner is almost 90 and has serious heart and concussion issues happening, making measurement nearly impossible. Still, he has not been overcome by any of his challenges. Some things cannot be changed in this dimension, but we do all we can. When we opened the first purchase box, actual light spewed out of the box, and that told me all I needed to know about boomers and their products. We will soon be putting this in our employee break kitchen for everyone. Thank you, fellow humanitarian. So there's the first two times. That's the first time we ever heard that light was coming out of the box, and that someone was going to be putting Myotrol in their break room for their staff.
Yeah, right. I know. So great. Cool.
yeah. And then let me scroll back up and get to this other one.
All right. Cool.
So this is another lady. She said, I am 60 and have a disability and have been through a medical crisis. But due to my faith and the great products that I'm taking from Boomers, I'm now able to consider going back to work part-time, possibly more than that. So I want others to be encouraged to know that your products can add much to their lives and increase their strength and energy and stamina. Let's see. Also, the other products are awesome, and so is the staff. So she's talking about our Gladiator Barley.
Okay.
The best thing you can do for yourself is to try these products and find out for yourself. They have a money-back guarantee. I share it with everyone, and everyone is looking at me like, how are you coming back from such horrible medical circumstances alive and well?
That's great.
Yeah.
Love hearing that, Bob. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so also, Bruce, we started some new sales tonight. So I want to let
people good. Know. Okay. All right.
So this is, and since we were just talking about the barley, I'll do this one first. So we just at 5 o'clock tonight started a sale. Buy one, get one half off of both kinds of our barley. So this is, you know, once in a while during the year, we do a sale on our barley, and usually it's once we get word of the harvest, right? So it's like when we know there was a successful harvest up in Canada, and we know that come, you know, November or December, we're going to receive a new batch of barley. That's when we can do a sale, because we don't have to worry about running out. Now, the barley, you know, has a four-year, you know, expiration.
Okay.
But we turn it over, you know, during the year. And so so now is the time that we know what's going on, that we can put it on sale. So you can mix and match with the heirloom and the Gladiator, and a lot of people do that. And or you can get, you know, all the same kind, and it'll be 50% off the second one. So it's buy one, get one half off. Right?
Oh, that's
then
great.
Also, we put some other products on sale that are a straight 50% off. And again, products we get, you know, that are agricultural products, and once we know we have enough supply, both our premium probiotics and our lignins are on sale half price.
Oh, there you go. Good.
This is just amazing. I mean, these are the premium probiotics. Of course, they're not only can you not get these probiotics anywhere else in the world, but nobody even tries to make probiotics this way. This is a totally, completely unique thing. And our scientists up in Canada had to actually invent new mechanical devices to produce this product. And he's really good at that. A lot of the equipment that's in his processing plant is equipment that he invented, and he's the only one with it. And the other is the lignins. Think about this. Lignins are really, really potent polyphenols. They have a tremendous chemical reaction in your body that's very positive. And there's 27 different known lignins. And a lignin is simply a molecule that's of a certain classification, and it comes from plants. And all 27 lignins are in this product. But think about this. It's in the wax on the outside of flax seeds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so in order to make lignins, you can't just grind up a bunch of flax seeds, because it would be so bulky, you'd never get enough lignins for a therapeutic dose. So you have to get the wax off of the seeds so you can use just the wax, and then you have a therapeutic dose. And so they go to that trouble up in Canada. They get that wax off the seeds without using chemicals. They do it with mechanical tumblers that tumble the seeds and knock the wax off. Then they gather up all the wax and grind it and stabilize all the nutrients in it and then put it in jars and send it to us.
So cool.
And
very cool.
And these products that take that level of attention are unbelievably, you know, costly to make. And I have to tell you that the man that makes them for us, if it wasn't for boomers and people on the big call, he wouldn't even go to the trouble to make this stuff. It, seriously, think about that, right? The people on this call have responded so positively to these products. He continues to make it for us year after year after year after year. And I speak to him and I talk to him and I tell him how great the products are, and I read him these types of testimonials, and it inspires him to keep going. He's That's a very, good. Very spiritual man whose life work is to help people with life-changing products. And here you are at this point today. As we're talking, you can get these products 50% off.
It's amazing.
The same, we also put our olive leaf on sale, 50% off. It goes together perfectly with the lignans. And you want to have this, you want to have lignans and olive leaf extract at this price in your medicine cabinet. Even if you don't take it every day, you want to have it because later in the year, in the fall, when people tend to get, you know, respiratory issues, these two products together can boost your immune system tremendously. And you're going to really thank yourself, and thank you for doing this for your family when you have those available. Right? And so people can go to the website and get those deals. And I'm not promising, but I think because we put this up so late in the day that Raleigh didn't have a chance to take the other sales down.
Oh, really?
So if you're listening and you want to get the vitamin C and you want to get collagen and you want to get new products that you put onto AutoShip an extra 10% off, and you want to get ashwagandha and turmeric 50% off, in a combo pack, now is a great day because by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, those will no longer be on sale.
Okay.
And that is it. That's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 10 minutes after 10.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. It was great to hear from you and great to hear about the new sale that's going on. And I love the testimonials. And then it's fun to hear how, you know, like the lignans are made. And just how carefully, and the fact that the gentleman that makes it for us is so motivated by boomers and by the big call people that send in testimonials. It's just really good to know that we are being so well cared for by a spiritual believer like that. So cool. Thank you, Bob. Very, very good. So let's remind everybody to get onto the website and see these items, the ones that are on sale, etc. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on my website, when you hit the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's website. You'll be able to go through the product listing. You'll be able to see the products and see the ones that are on sale. When you pull down the product tab, it'll have an on sale drop down that you can click on, and then you can go through all the various products that are there. And there's so much more on the site to see, too. Down at the footer of the page, you've got quite a bit about neurolinguistic programming, which is tapping. You've got havening and videos and podcasts and YouTube archives, all of that that you can check out and just go through and have fun. Enjoy it. Now, the phone number to call, 800 number, is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So, and if you call and you get a message saying leave your name and number, go ahead and do it. They'll give you a call back right away. They're very good at follow-up on that. And there's times that I have to do that with Stephanie, and she'll call me right back, and it's great. So that's it for tonight. So take advantage. I'm going to take advantage of these sale items. It sounds great. I'll probably get on there tomorrow to do that. All right? Thank you so much. Thank you, Bob. Great to have you back and have a full segment like this tonight. Let's talk about Intel. Let's start with Sue reminded me that Henry had a question for her about trusts. And do we need a trust when we go into the Redemption Center? All right, here's the story on that. It's good if you have a trust already that you can put your accounts underneath, sort of like use the trust name as your umbrella, and then your account names or your account, your bank accounts, your LLC bank accounts, if you use LLCs. That's the structure I'm using. For LLCs, underneath my trust banner, and then my bank accounts will show up underneath each one of the LLC accounts with their own LLC name. Now, that's how I've done it. I set it up with a trust attorney who's a very good friend of mine, and that's how we set it up. Now, what if you don't have a trust? If you don't have a trust, there was discussion before in the old days, that they would help provide you with a skeleton trust. I don't think they're going to have time to do that at the Redemption Center in 30 to 40 minutes. But they are available through the Premier Bankers at Wells Fargo to do that for you very soon after you do your exchange. And they can take these accounts that you've set up. Now, your Quantum account, probably, I actually don't know the answer to this. I don't know if the Quantum account would be set up underneath your trust. It could be, I think. But all of your bank accounts would be. So the answer, Henry, is it's best if you have a trust. If you have time and you have a trust attorney or someone who's really good at estate planning, those guys sometimes do trusts, and then you need to have that set up as well. I've got a trust and a living will, which is, if something were to happen where I wasn't able to function or was, incapacitated, I've got somebody who can take over, that kind of thing. In your trust, of course, you name your trustees, which you can be one of. You can also name your beneficiaries, and you go on and successor trustees, successor beneficiaries, all of that stuff you list out. So you have to have some idea of who you have that you can trust and who you have as heirs, if you want your heirs to have any of this money afterwards, should something happen to you. Now, so it's a good idea to do that, and but you don't have to have a trust when you go in for your exchange and your redemption of Zim. Now, they're going to want you to do it fairly quickly. I'd say within the first couple of weeks, you'd want to get something set up. Within the first couple of weeks. We're not going to speak anything negative on anybody. We're not going to say we hope we don't lose anybody. Of course, we hope not. But, things happen. And so you want to protect yourself and these assets after you exchange. And, you know, I just think there's a whole lot, like Sue was talking about for her class that's going to start tomorrow night, is that a lot of people are not quite up to speed on this within the same family. And this is amazing to me how many people don't believe in it, don't think it's ever going to happen, don't understand it. And you know what? It is difficult for people to see it. A lot of times there are believers and non-believers. There's wheat and chaff, and there are people that don't really see what it is that we see, or at least what I see, because I'm in it every day, and I'm getting information most of the time every day that moves us further and further along. So I would say if you have an unbelieving spouse in this, hang in there. You'll be able to say, I told you so, without saying I told you so to your spouse, and hopefully you'll cement that relationship and make it solid again after this goes. And then if you've got, let's say you're an individual and you've got children that don't believe in it, let's say you're older and you've got adult children that really think you're nuts and really wonder, you know, just, you know, when this goes, they'll have an inheritance one day, you know, so comfort them with these words. You know, it's crazy, guys. I know a lot of people are thinking, man, when this happens, my unbelieving husband is thinking I'm nuts for doing this and I'm out of here. Well, do your best to stay in the marriage if you can. Do your best to just reconcile and make everything work again and go back and get back to your first love. And hopefully, you know, you can go on in life. And then you also have the situation of some people understand and know about the med beds like I do and Sue does, but other people, it's new to them. I've explained the med beds to a lot of doctors and medical people, nurses and so on. They get it. And I have them look it up and research holographic medical beds. And they come back and they talk and say, yeah, I looked it up and you're right, blah, blah, blah. Well, we know what they look like. We've got people that we know, that I know, that have physically been there and seen them and not haven't gone in them yet, but he's seen them and he knows what they are and he described everything about it to me. So I'm familiar with them. I'm looking forward to it. So all I can say is, yeah, there is some division in among the ranks in terms of who believes in this, who doesn't, who believes in this other, much less a global currency reset that's taking place now with about 24 different currencies. And there's only going to be the one reset. There's not going to be a first, second, third basket like we heard initially. Just the one basket. Boom. And we had some extra countries that have come in. I told you about that. One of which was Syria, one of which is Korea, which is the one. North and South are going to end up merging as one nation. So you've got the one, you've got Cambodia, obviously Vietnam, we know about that. Also Myanmar, which was Burma at one time. They may go back to the name Burma, I don't know. But point is, there are these countries, India's in the first basket, with their rupee, not Indonesian rupiah, but Indian rupee. So they're in too. You know, you've got 24 currencies. You guys know about 5 or 6 or 7 of them that are going to be major movers up in value, and those are the ones most of us have. So let's look at it this way. Where are we right now? Where are we? We are in a position where we had a certain number of banks in the United States that were not playing ball. They said they would connect to the quantum financial system, and guess what? they lied. Certain banks did not come to the party, and because of that, they were taken over, and now they are being forced to be connected to the quantum financial system, and they have new addresses, new IPs, and basically they're being fixed sort of at the last minute to be part of this. And these are smaller banks, tier four, tier three banks, tier four banks, regional banks, smaller banks that are going to be swallowed up by the big five. Wells, Chase, Citi, Bank of America, and Truist. Those banks are going to pick up these renegade banks. And that's true here, and it's also true in Canada. So they're working on that as we speak. And rates were not up on the screens at the banks yesterday, and redemption centers were not up today. But we believe that will change probably over the next 3 days. Could be as early as tomorrow, but they should all come up with new rates and be reflective of what it is we're looking for over the next 3 days. That would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, we should be where we think we should be for notifications and start of exchanges over the next 3 days, but I've heard a couple of sources say it could extend out as far as Sunday morning. So I'm not looking forward to a Friday or a Saturday or even a Sunday start at all. I'm looking for something Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but realize it's possible that we get delayed until the weekend. And then I know Memorial Day is Monday. Nothing's going to happen on Monday, Memorial Day, I don't think, unless we get started sooner. If we get sooner, then we might go right through and include Monday, Memorial Day, as an exchange day. Could be with limited hours. Who knows? Too hard to say that yet. But I'm hoping that we get some real positive response in the next 3 days and get our numbers. They're locked and loaded in the system. That part is ready. All they need to do is flip the switch and kick them out to us, and then we'll go get those emails, set our appointments, and go. Now, as backup, because they don't have everybody's email, probably, by now. They have everybody that bought currency through a legitimate dealer or eBay or something like that, because they have their emails, because you had to give your email when you bought. So they have it all loaded in. But if you changed your email recently or something happened like that and they don't have a current email for you, we're going to try to keep you informed by putting the toll-free number for the call centers, which goes for setting up an appointment at the redemption center, okay? Why is it a redemption center? Because you're redeeming Zimbabwe dollars. If you don't have Zim, you still should use the redemption center because some of the rates are going to be higher, like I mentioned, on dinar when you use the redemption center as opposed to a bank. And banks will not be handling the Zim, not at first. Maybe after a month, Wells Fargo and maybe some of the other Tier 1 banks can handle Zim. I believe it's just Wells Fargo that will handle it after the redemption centers close. Okay? So we'll see when we get started. Obviously, we need the toll-free number to set the appointment. Then we're golden. We've gone over 50% of the way there once we have the number and set our appointment. Then it's a matter of showing up, remembering your currency, remembering your photo ID, you know, remembering your presentation if you've done one, to leave as a leave-behind piece with them. No more than 3 pages, 1 page, 2 page, maximum 3. It's not a business plan. You're not leaving a 100-page business plan. You're just literally giving them an outline of what it is you intend to do as a humanitarian. if that's your goal. And I think that's a goal for a lot of people that are listening to the big call. Can't speak to the other calls because we don't know. If you're listening to somebody else and you're not listening to the big call, then, you know, you're in a different game altogether. I think most of the people are listening to this call or they're reading the call notes and they're getting the information that we're saying. So everything is coming together for those banks that were not with the program. Now they're getting with the program under new ownership. Fine. Okay, that's good. And now we can move forward. Did it slow us down? Yeah, I think it did. At least 1 or 2 days, and hopefully that's all. But we'll see how it goes. You know, we're getting toward the end of the month. And I think their idea is to let this go before the weekend. But who knows? We're just going to have to wait it out. We've waited this long. We can wait until it pops. All right? Let's see. What else am I going to talk about tonight? The main thing is that this is the best opportunity to take advantage of Sue's classes that she's already done, including the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. Both are still available. Each one is $100, and you get them by sending, and the MedBed 100 is completely chock full, two-night class, about 3 hours, a little over three, that you can listen to at your own. Listen, and some people listen to it over and over again because they get more out of it when they listen to it more than once. Okay, because she'll send you a link for that, for those two calls, and you can listen to them, and then you're off and running. The MedBed 100 is just full of important, valuable information that you can learn about setting up your list of what you want, your interview process, everything that you need to know prior to going into the MedBed. Okay? I think anyone who has any inclination of taking advantage of the MedBeds, which are free, by the way, they're free, no cost to you. Anybody that can take advantage of it should definitely get the MedBed 100. The Quantum 100 course is another course that is a great idea to get. A lot of people are ordering that, and they love that, and I would highly recommend that Quantum Leader Future Founder course. And I just shorten it to Quantum 100 to let everybody know to put that in the subject line. MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 equals $200 if you want them both. So send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. And then let her know whether you have PayPal or not. Put your name and your cell phone number in the email so that she can text you if she needs something specific. Send those off to her. Also, if you're interested in the new INDI course, I-N-D-I, that course is $150. It's three nights starting tomorrow night at 7:25 p.m. Eastern. And it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights. And it's going to be, sounds like a bang-up course, a terrific course, dealing with a lot of the issues that we just talked about in terms of family, relationships, how to smooth and soothe people that are, you know, maybe not part of this or don't believe in this. You know, people are going to react very differently and respond very differently based on how you respond initially coming out of the MedBed, coming out of the MedBed too, but coming out of the Redemption Center. Think about it. You're going to sign an NDA. You're going to have to lay low. You're going to have to just kind of contain a lot of the emotion that you might want to, you know, use to express yourself. You're going to have to kind of lay low with it, you know, and not get all super, super jubilant and expressive. But you know. You'll find a way to express it, but you're just going to have to, other than a big smile on your face, when you come out of the Redemption Center, you're going to have to come up with some way to smooth out family members, and when the time is right, let them know what a success it was. Now, you're going to be under NDA, so you're going to have to see what that says and what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say about the experience. But picture yourself coming out of the Redemption Center, and it's like, okay, now what? Now, what's my next step? You know, you want to be able to chill out. You want to be able to do some vacationing. You want to do some planning. You want to be able to plan for whatever it is you want, you know, to do financially. But it's really a great opportunity. I think this class, this INDI, is a great idea for everybody that, hopefully Sue has room for a few more to include in the class. So send her in that email if you want to say, you know, I'm in for Indy, I-N-D-I. I'm in for Indy. And let her know, okay? And that's $150 for that class for 3 nights. So that's what Sue wanted me to talk about with you tonight. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I think Bob's sale is great. I can't wait to take advantage of that tomorrow on the buy one, get one half off, yeah, on barley. That'll be good. And the other products, too. I'll have to check it out and see what's available. But very good for us. So it looks like something could happen as early as tomorrow through Friday, the next 72 hours, to get rates to populate all the way back up like they want them. Banks are being lined up, should be done by midnight or so tonight, getting all that squared away. And otherwise, I'll say this. Let's look forward to having a call Thursday. Don't know if it'll be a celebration call. Maybe it will. But if you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, do that, because that's the way that we'll be able to get in touch with you. When we get the number, we will send an email out with the toll-free number, the 800 number, on it. So you'll have it in your email. And we'll vet the number to make sure it's the good number before it goes out. Now, that's one thing that's pretty important. Some people think that the bank is the way to go. I can tell you the redemption centers that are run by Wells Fargo in the United States is the way to go. Redemption centers will give you better service on your, they're much more schooled on the quantum accounts. They know what's going on with the ZIM. They know they have a contract rate on dinar. In other words, there's just a lot more that, and you'll also get a Q phone, a satellite phone for free when you go through as a ZIM holder. ZIM holders get those. And who knows what else you'll get. I know you'll get a list of perks or benefits from the bank, things that you can accept and say, I'd like to take that or that or that. You know, you can just make a choice on some things that are supposed to not cost you anything, just it'll be free to you as a perk for being a banker, for signing up and being a person who has an account with that bank. So we'll see how they go. We'll see. I know interest rates are going to be very good on what they'll pay us that we have in our actual bank accounts. It's changed a lot, so I'm not going to give you the rate, the latest rate, because it's been up, it's been down, it's been higher, it's all over the place. And now it's, if it stays where it is, it'll be an excellent rate. It'll be a rate to me that is so good that I'm not going to even worry about any investments at all. I'm just literally going to get that interest paid every quarter, quarter after quarter, year after year, and just try to do the best we can to invest and spend that amount in people's lives. When I say invest, I mean in people's lives, in projects, you know, in Rebuild America, in Rebuild International, in, you know, the Veterans Retreat Network, in the Pastoral Retreat Network, you know. So all those four projects, those are my main four projects right there. That's going to be plenty to keep me occupied. And hopefully many of you that want to help volunteer in some of those areas. So I'll let you know. So give us, sign up with your email if you haven't done it already. Sign up. That's all you do. There's no cost. You just put your email in, and that way we'll have it so we can send you updates on podcasts that I might do. I might do some solo. I might do one with Bob. Might do one with Sue and Bob. We'll have to see what happens, okay, after this goes. And then those will be podcasts because we won't be doing live calls on the big call after this. We might do a celebration call, and after that, that's probably be about the last, you know, public big call that we do. So, and we plan to get together regionally too. Get together regionally on Rebuild America to go over and meet a lot of you guys and talk about how we're going to do it. So that's the plan. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and thank everybody. Thank you, Sue and Bob. Terrific to have you back again. And same thing with Sue, always. And thank you for the satellite team, for GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, for all the people that make the Big Call what it is, especially Big Call Universe, all of the listeners all over the world that we're getting to through the satellite team, through piggybacking on the Starlink satellite system. So I'm very pleased with what we are able to accomplish so far. Now we just need for everything to finish up and for us to get these numbers, set our appointments, and go in for our exchanges. So we thank you for everything you've done. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that's happened to take us to this point. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for people's needs and to speak things that are not as though they were. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives to prepare us for this event. Let us bring this blessing home in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and God bless you. We'll see you Thursday.